Alexandra from New York asks, I am in 12th grade and doing a paper on Mechiras Yosef. I've been reading the Mefarshim inside the Chumash, but two of my bigger questions haven't been answered so clearly. If the brothers were such tzaddikim, how could they want to kill one of their own brothers? I know they hated and were jealous of Yosef, but killing, even selling him, seems a bit drastic, and they knew what pain it would cause their father. Did the brothers have Bechira in selling Yosef, or did Hashem cause it to happen because he needed Yaakov and his family to end up in Mitzrayim? I know this question is a little complicated, and of course everyone has Bechira, but I'm not so clear about it. Maybe you can bring me some sources I can look up to prove this point. Thank you. Okay, I suggest that you look in my book, my Sefer, called Outlooks and Insights, published by Art Scroll, and there in Parshas Vayeshev, I have an article on the anatomy of a sale, which discusses a very interesting perspective on the sale of Yosef that answers your first question. As to the second question, God uses the free choice of individuals for His ends. We have a rule, Megalgalin Schus Al Yedei Zakai. God uses the positive free choice of people to use it for positive things that He wants accomplished, which He could have accomplished other ways had these people not made that positive free choice. But since they did make that positive choice, God uses their choice to bring about positive things that He wanted to bring about anyway. And the opposite, Megalgalin Chov Al Yedei Chayiv, God uses the bad free choice of people to bring about results that He wanted to bring about anyway, but uses the bad choices of people to bring about those bad results. Similarly over here, God wanted Yaakov to descend to Egypt. It could have been done many, many ways. The Midrash says he could have been dragged down when in chains, but God utilized the choice of the brothers to get Yosef to Mitzrayim and to bring Yaakov in a more pleasant way.